USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Once quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger returns to Idaho, we may learn more about how police identified, tracked, and then arrested him in connection with the November stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. Dana Griffin is in Moscow, Idaho.
We know that investigators have to establish a probable cause, so we're hoping to learn some new details, but how much, it's unclear. We've heard from his public defender that Koberger plans to waive his extradition so that he can get back to Idaho as quickly as possible, possibly as early as Tuesday night. We've tried to confirm with police how soon they could get him here. They're not releasing that information.
The 118th Congress convenes tomorrow, and job one for members of the House, choosing a speaker.
We need to get a speaker, because before we can move on, even get any of the freshman members sworn in, you have to have a speaker. You've got to have rules that you're following.
Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne on Fox News. Several reports say GOP leader Kevin McCarthy doesn't have enough votes to win the speaker's job as hardline Republicans continue to oppose him. It's a wet mess all over Northern California, especially San Francisco, thanks to the weekend storm that dumped historic amounts of rain on the region. It's Lotto Fever times two. Tonight's Powerball jackpot's $265 million. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is definitely in Megaland, $785 million. Tennis great Martina Navratilova calls it a double whammy, two cancer battles. The 18-time Grand Slam winner says breast cancer has returned. At the same time, she's been diagnosed with throat cancer. The last of the big college football bowl games are today. The ReliaQuest Bowl's wrapping up in Tampa. The Citrus Bowl's well underway in Orlando. Later, it's the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas, and then the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Four New York City police officers are out of hospitals after being wounded on New Year's Eve in Times Square by a man swinging a machete. A 19-year-old man from Maine's in custody. One of the police officers suffered a skull fracture. The other received a bad cut. As we await tomorrow's hearing in Pennsylvania, during which murder suspect Brian Koberger is expected to waive extradition to Moscow, Idaho, experts are pondering many questions about the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Like, how does a grad student in criminal justice allegedly commit such a crime?
We do have precedent for people studying criminal behavior like Ted Bundy, like the BTK killer, and even the Unabomber.
Retired FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says we also need to rid ourselves of the notion that someone capable of such a crime is unusual.
When you hear about a crime like this, their idea of who would have committed this has to look like maybe a Freddy Krueger or someone equally as menacing. When in fact, when you go back and you look at violent offenders in the past, they look like you and me.
Koberger's attorney in Pennsylvania says his client plans to waive extradition. Grubhub has agreed to refund customers in Washington, D.C. a total of $3.5 million. That settles a lawsuit that accused Grubhub of charging customers hidden fees and falsely claiming that it was helping local restaurants. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,